to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Here on Herb Talk, it's all about empowerment. We're going to be talking about kind of an interesting topic today that relates to alchemy. And we're going to talk about what it is, a Reliarian sporadic tincture. I know it's kind of a weird word, but it kind of relates to alchemy. So there are these different types of tincture processes out there, and each will produce a different product outcome. And lately, there is some hype on a tincture called the Aurelian Sporetic Tincture. And we're going to explain all this and the process and the type of the product that it produces. And I encourage you to be selective when using your herbal tinctures or extracts, because not only is the quality of the ingredient important, but also the process in which they are made. All right, let's talk about the process. So the process uses a distillation method to produce the Aurelian sporadic tincture, which is a very different form called an herbalist form compared to the herbalist tincture. And both are alcohol-based as, you know, the catalyst in the formula. However, the Aurelian sporadic tincture is highly processed as an alchemical preparation or an alchemy product. And what is an alchemical preparation or an alchemy product? Well, it is a complex spiritual process called alchemy. If you don't know what that is, we're going to get into that. So you may recall from history that the ancient world practiced alchemy stemming back to ancient Babylon. So it involves incantations, heavy metals, and crystals and witchcraft, basically. So this process with regards to your herb material will actually separate the plant material in an attempt to purify it and to collect only the essence of the plant nutrition. The nutritional profile is reduced, and not the whole profile is going to be preserved or all the nutrition preserved. So they call this a transmute extract. So this is a automated process, and it requires adding also burnt plant ash to the formula, supposedly to improve mineral potency. However, plants are changed chemically when they are heated, and this, in my opinion, really does not improve the potency. So this process also incorporates precise astrology, astronomical timing, the full moons and all that. So specific chemical procedures are done according to the stars, and it's in the tradition of alchemy. The maker must also guide the distillation process with purified mind and heart. So the process called the Aurelian sporadic tincture process will attempt to recreate the herbs themselves into what is perceived to be superior than originally created. So it's not better or more potent than a time-honored process of an herbalist tincture. The difference in the tincture processes is that there is a very different philosophical tradition involved. Herbalism versus alchemy is what it comes down to. Now, one of the main arguments is that the Aurelian sporadic tinctures are superior to the herbalist tinctures, claiming herbalists discard the minerals and the salts from the plants, and these are added back to the Aurelian sporadic tincture with plant ash. Well, to state this argument would actually mean the person does not have an understanding that the herbalist does. So an herbalist tincture, it's really a process that preserves all the whole nutrition elements in the plants and really does not involve heat. So the distillation method uses heat, causing the liquid to vaporize, and then the vapor is then cooled and condensed back into a liquid. So this process involves a separation of substances, which different boiling points tend to do. So heat always will lower the potency of your herbs, which are heat sensitive. And to have a distilled tincture, you have to bring the herb liquid to a boil to collect the vapor or essence of the plant. So this boiling and separating processes force the need for them to add back nutrition, minerals, and which is, you know, is attempted with your plant ash material. Well, let's look at the costs. So when you're making a distilled tincture compared to an herbalist tincture, the cost is more expensive to manufacture, and that's a distilled version. So if you are not familiar with the herbalist tincture process, it's very simple, by placing herbs in a glass container, adding the alcohol or the catalyst, letting it age for several days, probably 4 weeks, 30 days, and before you cold press it into the liquid form. So the time to age the liquid allows the chemical nutrition to be absorbed in the catalyst, and this preserves the alkaloids from the plant and also the chemical profile of the plant or the herb. So it's a balanced whole nutrition formula, easily accepted by the body. And the average cost of an Aurelian sporadic small tincture, the distilled version, the alchemy version, would be $35 to $50 and $75 to $140 for maybe larger sizes. So that is significant money for a less potent formula. Well, then here's a third method, and it's called the cheat. This is what I call it. And you probably heard me talk several times about forced extraction methods in tincture manufacturing. So this method is a shortcut to the herbalist tincture process. So a forced extraction method involves high pressure or friction and heat, and it lowers potency. So manufacturers use this method and will put the herbs in a large vat, add the alcohol, the catalyst, clamp down the lid, and under high pressure force the plant nutrition out of the fiber of the plant and into the liquid catalyst in a matter of a few hours. So this process allows manufacturers to make large tincture batches quickly, put them in the bottle, send them to the distributor, but unfortunately this end product will lack the potency required to be beneficial. So the reason some companies skip the natural aging process is really the time involved, the time it takes to make a batch of a particular formula, and then the space to store it for aging, and then also the cold pressing. So if space is at a minimum, batch rotations have to be scheduled, and this can slow down batch making. And when you slow down batch making, it encourages gaps in availability. And therefore, the forced extraction method is easier for manufacturers in producing a mass amount of product, your herbal tinctures, in the shortest amount of time. The drawback is the product lacks the potency it should have compared to the herbalist tincture method of naturally aging and then cold pressing. So herb tinctures made with forced extraction methods will rate about six on a scale of 1 to 10. The distilled method also uses the homeopathic liquids, and that you see in the stores too. They rate a 4 or 5 compared on a scale of 1 to 10 because of the inadequate plant material. Also, homeopathics will also isolate plant compounds and volatile substances in the attempt to target certain outcomes. And some practitioners believe this is better than using the broader, more whole spectrum of the plant. However, medicinal plants have a balanced chemistry. Extracting some compounds and leaving others behind will promote a different action. And it is simpler to the petrochemical drugs. It's similar to the patented petrochemical drugs if you think about the process. Now, I personally think it's safer to use the whole plant of the tincture. The natural aging herbalist tincture is going to be safer. Well, let's look at the process and why it matters. Well, when making your herbal tinctures, the ingredients and the process will matter. I have a chapter in my book called The Power Herbs explaining how you can make your single herb tinctures, just one ingredient herb tinctures, for your personal use at home. Now, single herb tinctures are not complex. They don't have multiple ingredients. And this is easy for you to start off making. And it would require really not any professional education if you're considering just a single herb tincture from an accredited natural healing school. But if you're going to make complex formulas with many ingredients, that's where the formal education would be needed. So tincture making can be time consuming and a little messy, but it's not too difficult. So you can pick up a download copy of the Power Herbs for just $14.99. It's on the website thepowerherbs.com. Just click on books and newsletters. And you wanted to select your file size, or your file that comes in PDF, Kindle, and iPad. So select which file you would like and follow the instructions. And then you can make your own tinctures. You can make them really potent, better than what you can find in stores. And if you plan to embark on tincture making, the average adult dose would be 32 drops or 1/4 of a teaspoon. So let's talk about professional strength formulas. So Apothecary Herbs actually produces the professional strength herbal tinctures in their product line. It's naturally aged and cold pressed, and this makes a huge difference in potency. So when people find their product line, they know it's a game changer. So if you don't want to make your own, you can actually rely on their organic process at Apothecary Herbs that doesn't use heat. Whole food plant alkaloids are preserved in their formulas, and they're not sold in stores, but they do rate a 10 on the scale of 1 to 10 for tinctures. You can give them a call for a free product catalog. Their number is 866-229-3663. International number is 828-469-5972. Or, like I said, you could go to their website, thepowerherbs.com, and definitely get a catalog. Click on books and newsletters or a free catalog section, and you can request one there today. So you can check out their original line of formulas, specializing in immune boosting, organ cleansing, and toxin removal and metabolic strengthening. So give them a call, 866-229-3663, and you will be empowered. I see I'm out of time, so the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.